This very special episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast is brought to you by Richest Billiards, 5815 Weber, Not Your Average Heroes, The Legend Continues, and also sponsored by Emo Night. Emo Night is returning back to Richest Billiards live Saturday night, November 20th. Get an opportunity to check it out while you can. Saturday night, November 20th, Emo Night returns. Welcome to this very special Crown Jewel edition of the Main Event Talk Podcast. Hey, I can make a mistake anytime I want, right? I am the Main Event player, the Super C, the God Among Gods, the King Among Kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch walking God's green earth. This episode is all in regards to Crown Jewel. It's going to be taking place in the next few hours, guys. And just to remind everybody, if you're here in the United States, you'll be able to check out Crown Jewel live as it happens on Peacock, and all you gotta do is stream it through Peacock, and you can see it possibly. Let's see, if we're here in Corpus Christi, Texas, the kickoff show will probably start at 11 a.m., and the entire event will start right around 12 noon, which will probably be a four-hour event. So the Main Event will be talking about all the matches that are going to take place at Crown Jewel, and also a very special event that's going to be happening over at Richest Billiards featuring our good friends, the Southern Revival. And the Main Event will get an opportunity to talk about them and much more. So who's going to be the WWE champion between Big E and Drew McIntyre? Who's going to walk away with the Universal Championship between Roman Reigns and the Beast Incarnate Brock Lesnar? And who will Paul Heyman have to side with when the night is over? You will all find out all those answers and so much more. The Main Event's going to give you his predictions, his thoughts, and everything that's going to happen at Crown Jewel. So sit back, relax, and get ready, because here's a song that you know quite well from Super Showdown and from Crown Jewel. Here is Godsmack doing Legends Rise.
Yeah.
That was Godsmack doing Legends Rise. And if you guys want to hear that song and so much more from Godsmack, all you got to do is go over to Spotify, go over to YouTube Red, or wherever it is you find your favorite music. Now, obviously this episode is about Crown Jewel, and we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. But before we go ahead and do that, give a big shout out over to my good friends over at Richard's Billiards, and also a big shout out over to Emo Night. And I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. The Main Event did not make an appearance over there, and I must apologize for that at this time. But we will make up for it, as always, around November 20th, because that's when they will make their return. Emo Night is coming back to Rich's Billiards. Saturday night, November 20th, this should be one epic night. Get an opportunity to check it out while you can. More details on the event and so much more. Now, there's a big shout out over to my good friends over at the Southern Revival, because they are going to be over at Richard's Billiards this coming Friday. Friday over at Richard's Billiards is going to be the OTEP Sermons of Fire National Tour of 2021. And not only is it going to feature the Southern Revival, OTEP is going to be headlining the show alongside with The World Over and Summon Beyond the Grave, I believe. Sorry about that. That's going to be happening over at Rich's Billiards this coming Friday night. Get a chance to check it out. Once again, OTEP Sermons of Fire National Tour 2021 featuring The World Over, The Southern Revival, and Beyond the Grave. Door is going to be, let's see, it's going to be $20 on the event, $25 at the door, 8 p.m. is what time you have to be there when the event takes place. Now, as I stated before, this is the first time that the Southern Revival will be playing over at Rich's Billiards. Actually, this will be the first time for all these individuals playing over at Rich's Billiards, and it should be an epic night and everything. So, big shout out to the Southern Revival. I want to say good luck to them, and the main event will... I'm going to try. And you know what? It's Antoine. I want to be there. I want to be there simply because this will be not only the first time for the Southern Revival to show up over at Richard's Billiards. This will also be the first time in a long time that Antoine, Mark Anthony Pantoja, if you will, has performed over at Richard's Billiards, or at Theo's at the time, since he was part of a band known as the Mariachi Muertos. Now, you know, I don't want to get into detail much about it. I know if Antoine were listening to this right now, he would say, fuck those guys. And I know that for a plain fact because he's told me, okay? But anyways, once again, get an opportunity to go over to Rich's Billiards this coming Friday. OTEP Sermon of Fire National Tour 2021 with The World Over, The Southern Revival, and Summon Beyond the Grave. Happening this coming Friday, $20 a ticket, $25 at the door. 8 p.m. is when the event starts. It happens over at Rich's Billiards, 5815 Weber. Not your average heroes. The legend continues. Now, let's get into Crown Jewel. Let's get into some of the events that are going to be happening. Several matches have already been put together as far as I know it right now. It was already announced this morning, or yesterday to be exact. Because as this episode is being released today, right around, it should be right after 6 a.m. I'm recording this episode right around Wednesday, so I'm getting an opportunity to, you know, show it off to everybody, so that way you guys get an opportunity to know what's going on. Now, to run down the card here, just to get an idea, because this was a matchup that was announced and is going to happen. I believe this is going to be a regular tag team match. The Usos, the member of the Bloodline, are going to be taking on members of the Hurt Business, Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. That's the matchup that was just added. Roman Reigns going one-on-one against Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship with his advocate, Paul Heyman, or possibly with his special counsel, Roman Reigns. We'll find out what happens at Crown Jewel. Triple threat match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Becky Lynch going one-on-one against Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. See how that matchup goes right there. Rated RK Bro. I don't know why I keep saying Rated RK Bro. It should be RK Bro and not Rated RK Bro. But anyways, RK Bro of Matt Riddle and Randy Orton will be defending their Raw Tag Team Championships against the phenomenal AJ Styles and Omos. Sorry about that. The WWE Championship will be decided as Big E goes one-on-one against Drew McIntyre. Goldberg going one-on-one against Bobby Lashley in a no-holds-barred match. The finals of the King of the Ring tournament are about to happen. Finn Balor will go one-on-one against Xavier Woods. Doudrop will go one-on-one against Zelina Vega in the finals of the Queen's Crown tournament. Edge will go one-on-one against Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell. And then Mansoor go one-on-one against his former tag team partner, Mustafa Ali. Those are the matches that are going to take place on tonight's, Sorry about that, I got a little messed up there. On tonight's WWE Crown Jewel. Now, before we go ahead and talk about Crown Jewel, before we discuss about what's about to take place here, I want to give a big shout out to some people that I know quite well. Well, I don't know them quite well personally, but they have a little show on YouTube that I've kept a very close eye on. And they've had their predictions on the winners and losers of who will win and who will lose at Crown Jewel tonight on on pay-per-view and on the Peacock streaming service. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and listen in. Here's WrestleMania. WrestleMania, get an opportunity to subscribe to them and check them out on YouTube. They're big fans of professional wrestling, you know, everything from the WWE to AEW and the whole nine yards. And they really pinpoint on the winners and losers on, you know, what takes place and everything. So while I give you my predictions, I'll let them give you their predictions for Crown Jewel tonight. Well, actually, this afternoon on the Peacock streaming service. Here's WrestleMania with their picks of Crown Jewel.
It is WrestleMania here, back with another video. Our Crown Jewel is almost here, and fans are wondering who will emerge victorious in some of the biggest bouts seen in some time. Join us now as we look at all the winners and losers of Crown Jewel 2021. Be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell for daily wrestling videos, and follow us on Facebook for exclusive lists. The first match, Mansoor vs. Ali. A history will be made as two Muslim wrestlers battle each other in a singles match for the first time ever on pay-per-view, or at least according to Mustafa Ali. Mansoor should get a great reception as he returns to his homeland of Saudi Arabia, and while history suggests that Mustafa Ali won't benefit from the bout, you can be certain that he'll put in a solid effort. This match is a big opportunity for Mansoor as well, but so far the WWE doesn't seem intent on doing anything with him outside of Saudi Arabia. Our final prediction, Mansoor defeats Ali. Next is the Hell in a Cell match between Seth Rollins and Edge. It's amazing when you think about how similar the Edge vs. Seth program has been compared to 2020's Edge vs. Randy Orton program. In both cases, Edge faced an opponent who crossed the line and tried to end his career, adding insult to injury by involving the rated R superstar's family. Well, thankfully for Edge, he's avoided injury, well, not counting his storyline injury, during the Seth Rollins storyline, so the WWE has been able to avoid the anticlimactic finish Edge had with Orton, as the WWE rushed the feud's finish so Edge could embark on his campaign against Roman Reigns. Edge vs. Seth has been magical, with Edge finding a way to defy Father Time in the ring, Seth showing why he's at the top of his game, and both men finding new ways to keep their storyline fresh. Hell in a Cell is the perfect resolution for their feud, and as much as the fans would like to see Edge win, his role in this point is to put over other wrestlers over, obviously while winning the occasional big match so he maintains his credibility. A look for Rollins to pull the proverbial rabbit out of his hat as he cheats his way to victory, with Edge getting his revenge, but Rollins ultimately escaping intact. Our final prediction, Seth Rollins defeats Edge. Next up is the Queen's Crown Finals as Doudrop goes up against Zelina Vega. Now, if someone asks fans who would battle in the finals for the Queen's tournament, it's unlikely Doudrop or Zelina Vega's name would have come up. Then again, the idea of the WWE doing anything with its women's undercard is just as radical as these two finalists. On one hand, it could have been worse, Carmella vs. Nia Jax, but it's difficult to get excited about a wrestler who's been a comedy character thus far and another who'd only recently returned to full-time in-ring competition. While Doudrop would get a slight bump from winning the Queen's Crown, it seems as if the WWE is intent on using it to get Vega over even more as an arrogant heel, and what's more arrogant than being royalty? Look for Doudrop to have things going her way until some chicanery from Vega or possible payback interference from Baszler for Doudrop defeating her in the semi-finals. Our final prediction, the Queen's Crown winner, Zelina Vega. Next up is the 2021 King of the Ring Tournament Finals as Xavier Woods goes up against Finn Balor. Or while the Queen's...
Bluetooth connected.
Mess from the beginning, this year's King of the Ring is shaping up nicely with veteran Finn Balor providing strong opposition for rising singles star Xavier Woods. Okay, while Woods is no rookie, his focus on tag team action makes this his biggest singles push to date. Woods has shown tremendous potential in past singles matches, including a win over then WWE Champion Lashley, and the WWE has built him up well in this tournament so that a win could help establish him as a bona fide solo act, much like New Day colleagues Kofi Kingston and Big E. Of course, winning the crown is only the beginning, and the WWE needs to give Woods a push to go with the win. While that's uncertain, Woods winning the tournament is not. Our final prediction, the King of the Ring winner, Xavier Woods. Next up is a no-holds-barred match as the almighty Bobby Lashley goes up against Bill Goldberg. Some fans were downright shocked at SummerSlam's match between Goldberg and Lashley, not only because Lashley won, but because Goldberg worked an extraordinary 7-minute and 10-second match. A veritable Iron Man match by Goldberg standard. The backstory of Big Bad Bill seeking revenge on Lashley for slapping the Hurt Lock on Billy Boy's son Gage is a good reason to expect some serious slugging in this one. However, don't be surprised to see Lashley squeak out a win over Goldberg thanks to some help from the newly reformed Hurt Business. Bill will probably get his revenge post-match, but Lashley will get the W. Our final prediction, Bobby Lashley defeats Goldberg. Next up, the WWE Championship match as Big E goes up against Drew McIntyre. Now, the WWE made the right decision by having McIntyre challenge Big E for the title as it gives McIntyre one last shot at the belt. It gives Big E time to kill until Survivor Series, and it also opens the door for a heel turn by the Scottish Warrior. Unlike most heel turns, the WWE hasn't been obvious with this one, but there's a reason to believe that Drew's frustrations with failing to regain the championship push him back towards the heel side, conveniently in time for his move to SmackDown. Look for a clean win by Big E and a post-match beatdown by Drew. But our final prediction, Big E retains the WWE Championship. Next up, the Raw Tag Team Championship match as RK-Bro goes up against AJ Styles and Omos. Now, could this be the match that sees Omos and AJ Styles part ways, as rumor has it the WWE has been considering... splitting the team up, or even see Randy Orton finally tire of Riddle's antics, RKOing him into oblivion. Either scenario could happen, but what is more likely than anything else is that RK-Bro will retain. Like much of the tag division, the Raw tag roster is a mess, and they're likely to keep things in a holding pattern until it figures out what to do with its fresh crop of tag teams, other than to split them up probably. But look for RK-Bro to retain and Omos to remain unpinned. Our final prediction, RK-Bro retains the Raw Tag Team Championships. Next up is the triple threat match for the SmackDown Women's Championship as Becky Lynch takes on Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Now, this could be the best match of the night as far as work rate goes, as all three superstars seem intent on proving their dominance. Lynch wants to show that she hasn't lost anything since her return from maternity leave, while Banks wants to show her recent absence hasn't slowed her down. As for Belair, she's been carrying the torch for SmackDown and likely doesn't want to be seen as a fill-in. It's difficult to think of any one of these wrestlers coming up short when it comes to their work in the ring, and the only drawback may be some of the less progressive fans' attitudes towards seeing women compete. Whatever the case, expect a classic and expect Becky to retain the WWE Championship as they seem focused on pushing her as SmackDown's top star for the foreseeable future. Our final prediction, Becky Lynch retains the SmackDown Women's Championship. And finally, it's the main event as Universal Champion Roman Reigns takes on Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns' future depends on the outcome of this match, and the WWE needs to deal with the challenges facing it and Roman Reigns. Truth be told, the WWE has a problem with Roman Reigns as a tribal chief persona has been so successful that the case can be made that Reigns' success is detrimental to the rest of the WWE roster. Reigns has gone from being booed as a babyface to being cheered as a heel, an unlikely scenario but one which fans have seen before and one that the WWE needs to manage properly if they want to continue Reigns' incredible successful run and possibly take it even higher. The problem is that Reigns has been booked so strongly that no one seems capable of beating him, and while Reigns always makes opponents look good, there are no opponents on the roster who seem capable of beating him, that is except Brock Lesnar. Lesnar has always been booked strongly as the only wrestler who seems capable of defeating Reigns as he's done so in the past. The major difference here is that now that Reigns is no longer a babyface and he's willing to do anything to keep his belt, Reigns is a dangerous heel champion on his own, but when you throw in the threat of help from his cousins the Usos, there's even a greater chance of Reigns triumphing against the Beast Incarnate. Now the WWE faces a crisis should Reigns retain. If Lesnar can't beat him, who can? At one point do fans grow bored watching Reigns win every match, and how will it affect the Blue Brand's Roman Reigns' related resurgence in popularity? Fortunately, they have a chance to make things interesting again by putting the belt on Brock. The answer is obvious, but it remains to be seen if the WWE will have Paul Heyman's side with the Reigns or his former client Brock Lesnar. Now, to their credit, WWE has done a masterful job teasing where Heyman's loyalties lies, and it seems that one way or another, Heyman's help will decide who wins the match. While logic is often at odds with the WWE's booking, we believe they'll solve its Roman Reigns problem by having Heyman betray Reigns, allowing Lesnar to capture the Universal Championship and have Reigns chase Lesnar for it. A scenario that's far more entertaining than Lesnar getting bamboozled at Crown Jewel and chasing Reigns for the next 6 months. Our final prediction, Brock Lesnar wins the Universal Championship. But there you have it guys, all the winners and losers of Crown Jewel. What are your guys' predictions? Let us know in the comments down below, and I'll see you next time with some more wrestling content.
Big shout out to WrestleMania for their predictions and everything on the Crown Jewel event on everything. While there were some predictions that I agreed with WrestleMania on, there were certain ones that, you know, I didn't necessarily agree with. So you can tell about that whole scenario. Okay. So now that they've, obviously they've talked about several of the matches that are going to take place, but I don't think they've mentioned one match which we're about to talk about in a moment. The Usos taking on the Hurt Business's Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. That's going to be the kickoff show for Crown Jewel. Now, obviously these two tag teams are with different factions, while the Usos are with the Bloodline. The Hurt Business of Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin are with the Hurt Business. So, this matchup was obviously put together and everything, so I really don't know what to expect out of this tag team match, except that it's going to be a great tag match. I see the Usos winning it, obviously, because of the tag team champions. And plus, you know, they're considered by many one of the greatest tag teams of all time. So it would be foolish not to say that the Usos are going to win or not going to win it. So look for the Usos to win against the Hurt Business. And no, the tag team titles will not be on the line, simply because the Usos are on SmackDown and the Hurt Business is on Raw. Now, the next matchup right here, Mansoor going one-on-one against Mustafa Ali. Now, these two individuals, both of them are Muslim, obviously, and both of them, I know one, I think Mansoor was born and raised in Saudi Arabia, had trained at WWE for a while, and has had some tremendous success in the Saudi Arabia events. He's been a part of both Crown Jewel and Super Showdown. So, Mansoor has been undefeated on each and every one of his Saudi Arabia events. Now, I think this puts him at five or six or something like that, if I remember serves me correctly. And Mustafa Ali, I believe this will be his second or third coming over in Saudi Arabia. Now, as they mentioned, both Muslim, This will be the first time that to make history, as both Muslim wrestlers are going to be competing against each other over in Saudi Arabia, and it should be a great match. I have all the respect in the world for Mustafa Ali. I'm a huge fan of him. Mansoor, last time when he, as a matter of fact, the last time that they wrestled, or the last time that Mansoor had wrestled over in Saudi Arabia, was back in 2000, I believe it was 2020, I believe it was Super Showdown, and I'm trying to remember what match he had. I think it was with Cesaro. I think that was the last match he had. He was undefeated when he came into the WWE. And he had his first loss against Sheamus. Now, despite the fact that that is a legitimate loss, he's never lost at any of the Saudi Arabia events, whether it's Crown Jewel or Super Showdown. So in this match, look for history to be made in this one. And I agree with the prediction. I think Mansoor will definitely win the match right here. The next match will be Edge going one-on-one against Seth Rollins, and I believe for the first time, it's going to be at Hell in a Cell. Something that we've talked about this before. You know about Seth Rollins' history with Hell in a Cell. He has won a couple of Hell in a Cell matches, but his last previous Hell in a Cell took place against The Fiend. And it considered by many one of the worst. And yes, it was one of the worst Hell in a Cell matches he had with The Fiend, because the fact that even though it's supposed to be a no disqualification match, call it like I said, even though it's supposed to be a no disqualification match, Seth Rollins gets the win and The Fiend loses, and the fans get completely outraged at what took place. So now, this whole thing with Edge and this whole thing with Seth Rollins. Interesting feud. Very interesting feud. All started at SummerSlam. Edge had a win over Seth Rollins. And I predicted that if the second match takes place, that Seth Rollins is going to get the second win. Which they did, and it took place over Madison Square Garden. Now, if they do a third match, obviously, it was going to happen in Hell in a Cell. But now the big question remains is, what will happen next? A lot of people have been saying that, and I think their prediction was, that Seth Rollins was going to win the match. But on the contrary, I don't think Seth Rollins should win. Let me explain why. For Edge, it would be great for Edge to go ahead and just lose automatically to, for Edge to lose to Seth Rollins. So if that happens, I think I see Edge taking some time off away from the ring, and not that he shouldn't take any time off, but in his contract, he's only allowed to wrestle, I believe, 5 or 6 matches on his contract. So I think in this match, let's look at it from the scenario here. Edge has won. Let's look at Edge's career right now. Edge has won the Royal Rumble in 2021, right? He did not get a win at WrestleMania. He did not get a win at Money in the Bank. He did get a win at SummerSlam. Did not get a win at MSG. So clearly, you can tell that Edge has only had maybe three successful wins in WWE in the past several months. Now, for Seth Rollins has had many losses and many wins in his belt. And most of it, I think, involved the Mysterios, I think. I could be wrong. I know he had a feud with Cesaro, which we know how that turned out. And I think he had a feud with, I think it was Finn Balor or somebody. But Hell in a Cell for both Edge and Seth Rollins is going to be a great match. But for it to be taking place over in Saudi Arabia is going to be extremely interesting. It's going to be extremely interesting because I don't know the customs of how they're going to react to what they're going to see. Because obviously there's not going to be any sort of blood or any sort of... well, obviously, there's going to be some type of violence involved, because after all, it's Hell in a Cell, and you have to have some sort of violence involved in this. Now, my prediction is I'm going to go with Edge simply because he needs to have a win. I don't think Seth Rollins really needs to have a win at all. Here's my thought. The feud has to end with Edge, because if it ends with Seth Rollins, nothing will get settled. Nothing. Zero. If the feud ends with Edge, the feud will get settled. It'll be over. And then it'll give Seth Rollins an opportunity to go after the Universal Champion Roman Reigns, because that's something that he's been targeting for the past few months. Now, Edge, he's going to be... Let's see. No, actually, let me correct that. Edge and Seth Rollins are both going to Raw right after Crown Jewel. So their feud is going to come to an end at Crown Jewel. Now, if Edge wins... Like I said, it'll be perfect, it'll be done, and he's going to be going away and taking some time off while Seth Rollins comes back, and he's going to go after the WWE Champion, Big E. So that could be the scenario right there. So while their prediction is they're going to go with Seth Rollins, and while in their minds, Edge doesn't really need the win, nah, you're fucking wrong. Edge needs the win, because he's only won two events this year. He needs to have a third under his belt. You can't just have Edge lose every single time, because then what is Edge worth? What is Edge really worth? Seth Rollins, he can win, he can lose. It don't matter. Edge will be gone for a while. Seth Rollins, whether he wins or loses, he'll come back. He'll come back. It don't matter if he wins or loses. He can come back and go after the WWE Championship somewhere down the road. If you beat Edge, you have diminished his character, you have diminished his career, and you made him look like a fucking idiot. That's it. I don't like to see someone like Edge getting humbled and killed. And especially, you have to keep in mind, Seth needs to get over what happened at Hell in a Cell. If he beats Edge, yes, he'll get over Hell in a Cell and move on, but then what is that going to get him? Besides an opportunity at the WWE Championship. For Edge, he needs to kill Seth Rollins. It has to happen. It has to happen one way or another. So the main event is going to go completely with Edge in this one. Now, the next match is going to be, well, one of the two King of the Ring tournaments. One is going to be the Queen's Crown, which is going to feature Doudrop and Zelina Vega. Now, I got to admit, this wasn't exactly what I would have predicted. I mean, Doudrop's not exactly the hottest woman on the face of this planet. I mean, she does look way hotter than Bertha Faye from a long time ago, if anybody remembers her. But Doudrop placed in this match. I mean, I kind of was hoping for Shayna Baszler against Zelina Vega. That's what I was hoping for. But then it would be a little bit obvious for Shayna Baszler to win the match. And then it would be obvious for her to win King of Queen's Crown, however you call it. But I think what will happen is they're going to have to go with Zelina Vega in this one. And plus, this is also going to kind of... Now, even though Zelina Vega is nowhere near the level of a Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and et cetera, she's someone that... You know, needs to be elevated up, obviously. And if you think about this very, very closely, Zelina Vega has been back from the WWE since July. She was away from the WWE for about a year, about almost a year and a half, until that whole thing with the third-party platform and all that other stuff, and then all of a sudden she comes right back. So this would be a perfect opportunity for the WWE to make things right with Zelina Vega. So what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and let Zelina Vega become King of the Ring, become the first Queen of the Ring, or the first Queen's Crown, which will be historic. Because to me, here's the thing: Doudrop, she's a fantastic worker, she is, but image wise I can't really see her as Queen of the Ring. I really cannot. I see Zelina doing it, because she would look good doing it, she will actually be a queen. And it would be interesting to see a feud between Charlotte and Zelina Vega. But then again, Zelina's going to be in Raw and Charlotte's going to be over on SmackDown. So I doubt that's going to happen. But she's going to be ruling Monday Night Raw, no matter how it goes. So main events prediction, I'm definitely going to go with Zelina Vega in this one because I really can't see. I really cannot see Zelina Vega. I mean, I really cannot see Doudrop winning this match. I really can't. I would rather go with Zelina Vega because she's the perfect choice. She's a good heel. And adding Queen's Crown to her resume would be amazing. And she would rule all WWE. And it's going to really put her in a place where she needs to be at right now. So I'm definitely going to go with Zelina Vega to be Doudrop at Crown Jewel. Should be interesting.
3 days away from Crown Jewel, and that's that everyone is looking forward to. Of course, Bobby Lashley versus Bill Goldberg in a no-holds-barred match. We'd love to have them here for an interview, but they have to be in separate places for obvious reasons.
So Bobby, Goldberg, thank you both for joining.
Goldberg, I want to start with you. Last week, we saw Bobby Lashley respond to some of your previous threats, saying things like, come Crown Jewel.
I'm sorry, Corey. Let me stop you right there, man. These aren't threats. A threat's something that I might do. At Crown Jewel, I'm going to do exactly what I said I was going to do. Beat Bobby Lashley to within an inch of his life. And then I'm going to finish the job. Plain and simple.
Goldberg, you do realize what you're saying is not only nonsense, but is criminal. Threatening the life of a man on live TV? I'm well within my rights to call the authorities and have you apprehended, but that's not how the Almighty does business. I'm letting you run your mouth because when we're in the ring, none of these threats will become reality. I'm untouchable. Crown Jewel is ending the same way SummerSlam did. But this time, you won't have any family members to fight your battles. Speaking of family, how does your son feel about this? About the kind of example you're setting, having explained to his friends what his dad just said?
Bobby, you may want to pick your words carefully. Because the more you talk about my family, the more I'm going to make you suffer. So, say whatever you want. In 72 hours, your ass is mine. And there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
You must have not been watching last week. You can't kill the Almighty. You can only hope to survive. Bill, I want you to remember, 2 weeks ago, when I made this match no holds barred, and you dropped to your knees in joy, thanking the heavens. I want you to remember that moment this Thursday when it happens again. Only you're not going to be thanking the heavens. After the brutality and destruction I unleash on you, you're going to be on your knees begging the Almighty for forgiveness.
Are you finished yet, dude? And you don't actually believe all of that crap, do you?
You know, I'll leave you with this, Bill. Up to this point, you fought Bobby Lashley with restrictions. But no holds barred means there's nothing to stop me from ending your career. We're done here.
Correction. We'll be done at Crown Jewel. Safe travels. Kill you Thursday, Bobby.
So, the match with Bobby Lashley and Bill Goldberg, it wasn't exactly a catch-as-catch-can style that they had at SummerSlam. I thought it was bad. I mean, it was... Bobby Lashley had to win at SummerSlam. It had to happen, obviously, but I didn't like how the scenario ended because I would have loved for Lashley to actually beat him in the middle of the ring. I would have loved for that to happen, but whatever WWE's decision was about that, I guess obviously to bring his son to the whole situation is absolutely ridiculous. So now the rematch between these two at Crown Jewel, that's going to be pretty good. And this is something I'm really looking forward to checking out. So while they agree, and WrestleMania had said this, while they said that Bobby Lashley is going to be the one to win, I don't see it that way. Once again, just like Edge, you have to give a win to Goldberg somehow. Because here's the thing. If Goldberg goes ahead and, let's see, he had a match at the Royal Rumble and he lost to Drew McIntyre. That was the Royal Rumble. Now at WrestleMania, or I think it was at SummerSlam. Yeah, it was at SummerSlam. My thought was, okay, Goldberg is going to probably put over on Lashley, but it's got to be done right, and more importantly, it's got to look good. It didn't look good. It didn't look good at all in both scenarios, because Goldberg did pretty well in the ring. Bobby Lashley did pretty well in the ring, but then the injury took place, MVP gets involved, everything gets blown out of proportion, and then all of a sudden his son gets involved and then everything goes to shit. So even though Lashley won the championship, and even though he held on to the championship and beat Goldberg, that wasn't something that he wanted. I mean, I would have rather have had something else to be added to this whole thing. So as far as I'm concerned, I hope Bobby Lashley loses. Here's why. You got to give Goldberg a win. You got to. Because obviously there's a lot of people that are not in favor of Goldberg winning. I'm in favor of winning it because whatever I say makes sense. Whatever the modern day wrestling fans may say may make sense, but it kind of diminishes in value, how they say it. My value is worth more than theirs. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry. But Goldberg losing to Lashley, number one, if Bobby Lashley beats Goldberg fair and square, is the almighty, and is everything that I've talked about as far as Lashley goes, then he deserves the win. Then he deserves Goldberg's respect. And then that's it. That's out the window. We don't have to deal with it. But we know that the members of the Hurt Business are going to be in Saudi Arabia as well. So it wouldn't surprise me if they show up. And keep in mind, it's no holds barred. So anything goes. That could mean anybody could show up and interfere in this match. So to me, if Lashley wins over Goldberg and it's done fair and square and he somehow beats him in the middle of the ring, I will be impressed. I will be very impressed. But if Goldberg wins and defeats Lashley, don't say I told you so. Don't say I told you so, because I already knew. I already saw it coming. As far as I'm concerned, that's the way it should go. To me, if Lashley wins, it's got to be done fair and square. If Goldberg wins, I'll be happy with that. So the main event's definitely going to go with Goldberg in this match. Big E versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. Obviously, we know Big E is a champion. He's on Raw, and Drew McIntyre is on his way to SmackDown. Now, obviously, and I'll go ahead and give the spoiler away right now. Obviously, Drew McIntyre is going to lose against against Big E. That's the scenario right there. To me, I look at this as it's going to be a good match. These two are going to be fighting head to toe. Everyone is looking at, some people are looking at this as Drew McIntyre is going to turn heel. No. Drew, to me, everyone is indicating that Drew should turn heel. My deal is, it's not time yet. I don't think Drew's ready to turn heel. Unless he remains on Monday Night Raw, then he can turn heel. But if he's going to SmackDown, this is a new adventure. This is a new time for Drew McIntyre. This will be an opportunity to get the match we've always wanted to see, and that's Drew McIntyre to take on Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. That could happen. It could happen at Survivor Series, or it could happen at the Rumble. We don't know, but at this point in time right now, to me, Big E is going to win over Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is going to put over on Big E. Things are going to go right where it needs to be at. And after that, Drew will go his separate ways with Raw and then head over to SmackDown. And Big E will continue to be the WWE champion and do what he can. So, Rated RK-Bro, I'm sorry, RK-Bro taking on AJ Styles and Omos. Obviously, I'm gonna agree with WrestleMania. RK-Bro is going to retain the titles. It's easy to see why. They're an entertaining duo. They're a great tag team. I think they're going to take the Raw tag team titles as further as they can. Something has to give with AJ Styles and Omos. Something has to happen between these two, because here's the thing. While these two teams are going to both be on Raw, AJ Styles and Omos, to me, need to separate. Because there's no need for AJ to have a bodyguard. AJ needs to stay away from the tag team division right now, and he needs to focus on going after the WWE Championship once again. He needs to be the man one more time. He needs to be an opponent for Big E. That's what I see. Omos, if anything happens with Omos, I think what will happen, and this is just my thought on this, I think Omos would be a perfect addition to the Hurt Business. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I think it may happen if things go according to plan. Now, here's the thing. RK-Bro going to win the titles. AJ Styles and Omos, they're going to separate. I see it coming. I don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be this coming Monday night. Who knows? Something will happen. Something's got to give. Now, triple threat match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Becky Lynch defending her championship against... defense against Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Well, here's the thing. Bianca Belair had a match with Charlotte Flair to go after the Raw Women's Championship, and things didn't go as planned. Charlotte is still the Raw Women's Champion, and she's going to go to SmackDown. Now, we all know that Sasha Banks, or we all know that Becky Lynch is the SmackDown Women's Champion, but she's going to Raw. So we see two different scenarios happening here. So we got triple threat match, SmackDown Women's Championship. In this match, some people are saying Becky Lynch should be the champion. It would be cool if Bianca Belair were to be the champion. I think Sasha Banks needs the title more than anything. I think what needs to happen, this is the thing. If this is the thing that I'm looking at. They want Becky Lynch to win the title. Now, to me, I don't think she should. She wins the title, that championship is going to go directly to Raw. And SmackDown will not have a champion other than the Raw Women's Championship. Right? So what I think should happen is, I think Sasha should win the title. Sasha Banks should win the Raw Women's Championship. Sasha should win the SmackDown Women's Championship. And I think somewhere there needs to be a match between Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair to decide who will be the Raw Women's Champion. Because when you think about it, Charlotte is on SmackDown and Becky Lynch is on SmackDown. Becky Lynch is on SmackDown. I'm messing all this up. Becky Lynch is on Raw and Charlotte is on SmackDown, but Charlotte is the Raw Women's Champion. Now, say if Becky Lynch loses the title, and we got Friday Night SmackDown coming up. Becky Lynch could walk in there and take the Raw Women's Championship to Raw, leaving Charlotte Flair behind on SmackDown without a championship. But we'll see what happens. So my prediction on this match, I'm going to actually go with... I would go with Becky Lynch, but I think I'm going to go with Sasha. I there's just something there that that I see, and I do not know what exactly is going to happen. There may be an interference. There may not be an interference. Who knows? And I don't know. It should be interesting to check out. So in the triple threat match, the main event, I'm going to go with Sasha Banks. I think Sasha should become the champion. And Sasha, we know Sasha's the only one that goes to SmackDown, while Becky and Bianca Belair, they're both going to be on Raw. So something's got to give here. So yeah, I'm going to go with, I'm definitely going to go with Sasha Banks to get the SmackDown Women's Championship at Crown Jewel, because I think it makes perfect sense right there. If Becky Lynch wins, it wouldn't be a surprise. But we'll see what the fuck happens. I mean, obviously, something has got to give in the triple threat match for the SmackDown Women's Championship at Crown Jewel.
It's official.
I don't think he signed any line. He signed right over that thing.
You go tell him. No way.
You must be some kind of a dumbass. A big dumb farmer, huh? You just sign it without even reading it? What's wrong with you, man?
Roman, I already read the damn contract this morning with my advocate, Paul Heyman.
We said it before, we'll say it again. Where does Paul Heyman's allegiance lie? And how will that come into play this coming Thursday when Roman Reigns defends the Universal Championship against Brock Lesnar?
Arise, cause chaos, sleep, repeat. Thursday we see the biggest fight of the year.
Can Roman Reigns trust Paul Heyman?
That seems to be the big question. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at Crown Jewel. So where do we go from here about that one? Obviously, the rumors that I've heard has been that after that, Brock Lesnar is going to be leaving the WWE and he's going to be taking some time off. So we don't know how long. So their prediction is Brock Lesnar to win the Universal Championship and Roman Reigns to, not retain it. I would actually have to go. I will go with Brock Lesnar, simply because I think it would be the better scenario, because I can't see Roman Reigns beating him. I can't. But if they allow that to happen, I'll be amazed. I'll be extremely amazed. Because think about this. Roman Reigns is the Universal Champion, right? And he has held that championship for more than about 420 days, I think, if memory serves me correctly. Brock Lesnar has held on to the Universal Championship for longer than 511 days, if I remember that correctly. So it would be stupid to let Brock Lesnar win the... Actually, let me correct that. I agree with what WrestleMania had to talk about as far as, the fact that Roman Reigns, if he loses the championship to Brock and, doesn't have to chase Roman for another 6 months, It's going to be interesting. So obviously if Roman Reigns wins, it's going to be too obvious. But if Brock Lesnar wins, I'll be very, very surprised. So I think that's what's going to happen at Crown Jewel. I think, like I said, Roman Reigns winning wouldn't be a surprise. If Brock Lesnar wins, That will be a surprise. But whose side will Paul Heyman be at? That will be the interesting part right there. Well, guys, that's going to do it for this very special Crown Jewels edition of the Main Event Talk podcast. As always, get an opportunity to check out Crown Jewel live as it happens in the next couple of hours, streaming live on Peacock and streaming live on the WWE Network. It should be interesting to check out, and so much more. You can follow the Main Event on Twitter at twitter.com/@MainEventPlayer. You can also follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/@MainEventPlayer. My Main Event Talk Facebook page is shut down for right now. There's still some work that needs to be done, but until I find out any information, I'll pass it along to you guys. And if you want to friend request me, proceed at your own risk. Of course, don't forget to check out my good friends, the Southern Revival. They're going to be playing over at Rich's Beards alongside with OTEP, Summon Beyond the Grave, and others. That is going to take place live Friday. This coming Friday, it should be tremendous over at Rich's Beards and everything. And we got some more wrestling to talk about and everything in the next couple of days, guys. So be ready for another episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. Thank you for listening to this very special episode, the Crown Jewel edition of the Main Event Talk Podcast. See you next time. Why? Because I can and I want to. Any questions? Enough said. Yeah.